Tonight's guest on the 10 Questions Sit Down is Jonathan Drouin, who has spent time with Montreal, Tampa Bay, Colorado, and now in his first season with the New York Islanders. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to add the 10 Questions Sit Down to your resume. And I know you've played a little more than 600 NHL games already, so I'm curious, when you look back at your career to this point, can you pick out the game that you felt like you were at your all-time best?
I know we lost, but it's probably game 6 in Chicago, my first year in the Stanley Cup final.
That's the best game you've ever played?
It's the best game I don't think I had, not ever played, but where I played in the moment of it. Just the venue and everything, the arena, the anthem.
Say, what do you remember so special about
the
it?
The anthem. Obviously in Chicago, the anthem's special. But yeah, the building was shaking and it was crazy.
That's awesome. Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
Slavin, but he's not underrated anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Since Four Nations. Yeah. Let's say a fan wants your autograph at the rink. When's the best place or the best time for them to approach you?
It's probably when I'm leaving the rink or getting into the rink. Sometimes when you're at the rink, it's a little more chaotic. You're doing stuff. You're running around from meetings to that gym. So when you're leaving or coming.
Some players, you know, like to just get out after a game.
Yeah.
Do you always try to make time for
fans? When people want to see me, I like doing it. You know, they pay to watch the game and they're a fan. So you kind of give it back to them.
Just curious, out of the blue, have you ever had like an awkward encounter with a fan?
Well, I've had a couple in Montreal. It's hard to point out what, but can't open your door. You're trying to pull your window down. The fingers are there. You put the window up. Montreal is pretty rowdy for that stuff. But yeah, I've had a couple.
Okay. Have you ever been pranked by a teammate? And if so, I got to know like the backstory.
Yeah. I think it was my second year in Montreal. We used to prank. There was no backstory almost. It was kind of just fooling around, shaving cream in the gloves, the gums in the skates, the laces cut when you're 5 minutes to go on and your laces snap, stuff like that.
Something you got to keep an eye out for no matter what team you're with, really.
Yeah, Peugeot looks like a guy that could prank you.
Yeah. Well, that was curious. Do you have anybody in mind you're kind of looking over your shoulder whenever they're around?
Not yet, but I'm sure I'm going to figure out who those guys are pretty quick. Yeah.
You will. What's the best medicine for you personally after a really tough game or a tough night at the rink?
No, it's easy because I have kids. So my kids, my dog, my family kind of puts that aside. But yeah, before I had kids, probably my dog.
Okay. What athlete do you admire most outside of the game of hockey?
He retired, but it's Roger Federer.
Okay. Big tennis guy?
Yeah, tennis, golf. You know, I go down the list of a lot of athletes, but Roger, just the way he didn't sweat for 5 hours. And look, he was just playing a regular game.
You try to take some of his characteristics that you remember from watching him play and put in your own game?
Yeah, just how calm he was. You know, you're different player than Nadal, but you watch those guys, he's running around and he's kind of just, you know, going softly about his stuff and he's calm about his points and his calmness.
I know he's retired, but did you get a chance to go to the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I saw him U.S. Open against Del Potro. He lost. I saw him Rogers Cup a couple of times, so yeah, I've seen him.
What's one app on your smartphone that you have that you think everybody else needs to at least know about?
Probably my sleep app. It's like noises and all that stuff. It kind of helps me tone down, especially after games. Now I put that for 30 minutes and it helps me fall asleep.
Okay. Is that something you downloaded because of the nature of your job playing, or is that something that I think anybody can benefit
from? I think anybody can benefit. There's so many options up there of, you know, rain, any little kind of thing you fall asleep to helps you.
When's the last time you got nervous about anything?
Any playoff game, really. It's good nervousness, but it's a different game. Even this year in Colorado, you get nervous for those playoff games in a good way, though.
That's a good thing, right? Because you feel like if you're not nervous, then like, you know, what are you doing?
You're just missing a heartbeat. Exactly.
Okay. We ask a lot of dumb questions in the media. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. What's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
So I don't know. No, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Any question you're good answering.
I'm fine with it. I can't really think of one that pops up.
That's fair. We like to end these sit downs, if you will, with asking you a question from our previous guest, and then I want you to set the next one up. But I know you and Anthony Duclair go way back, so you guys are teammates again here on the island. We spoke with him last, and he knew it was you that we were asking the question to. He said, "Ask Jonathan who his favorite roommate of all time, looking back, was."
Braden Point. Yeah.
Why is that?
Just
an interesting answer.
Yeah. I had Dukes a couple of times, but I'll say Braden Point. We're on the same schedule, sleeping wise, and all that stuff. We didn't have any issues in the morning. You slept a lot, and I slept a lot. That was good.
I told Anthony, we're trying not to start any drama here. He goes, he better say me or else we got a problem.
Too,
so now we got a problem. And now
he knows Pointer too. He'll ask him. He'll know what I'm saying.
He'll be okay with that. Okay, good. I don't want to start any trouble here on these. I'm not sure exactly who is the next guest, but do you have a general question to ask a teammate of yours or someone within the Islanders organization?
What was his first car?
His first car.
Yeah.
Okay.
What first car did you drive?
Okay. Well, this was a lot of fun, Jonathan.
You.
It's great to get to know you, and awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks.